Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tom, Ben.
Good. They're not in the house. That gives me a chance to say, hello, I'm Matthew. I'm the host and landlord of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown, and you are listening to a very special bonus episode. There's no brand new episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown this month, but for the next 3 months, we'll be giving you these little bonus episodes. Can you call them bonus episodes if you're not putting out an episode as well? Holding episodes. Let's call them those. They're holding episodes. That is underselling them, I feel. They are alt episodes. Ah, that feels like we're aligning ourselves with the alt-right. It's a real shame with the alt-right. They've taken the phrase alt, which used to be punk rock and DIY, and now... Anyway, I digress. So basically, what we've done with these episodes is, if you come down to the live recordings of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown, you will hear us chatting away loads of extra stuff before the show begins. We basically have a little chat with the audience. We go through some Beef Brothers, and we chat to our guests a little bit before we actually start properly recording the show. And luckily, we didn't realise this, but Ben, our producer, has been recording all of these and has put together some of his favourite moments from those chats. This first one, I think, comes from the Lou Sanders and Stu Goldsmith episode one of last series, last year. Happy New Year, by the way. The theme was recycling. I don't know if that's important, but have a listen, enjoy yourself, and let's all try and get along in this very, very difficult time, both politically and in my case, personally.
Flatshare slam down.
We're in a flat.
Flatshare slam down.
And we're sharing with our mates.
Flatshare slam down.
Someone better slow it down.
Flatshare slam down.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Yeah. How are we doing, everyone? It's funny walking through town to get here because it's so crazy up there. Because it's St. Patrick's, and then you get down here, and it's like the safety of the podcast records. Yes.
These are our people.
Yes. Anyone celebrating St. Patrick's Day in? Yeah. You're in the wrong place, mate. Hey, I thought about something I got off the tube. I just thought, because there was like loads of people going mad about St. Patrick's Day. Do you think it'd be better?
Oh, by the way, I'm Matthew, this is Ben.
Oh.
And that's all from us.
Wouldn't it be good if we just had an All Saints Day where we celebrate the music? Where we celebrate.
Chasnay gets back in the charts. It's about time.
We have All Saints Day, or not All Saints Day. We have an All Saints Day, don't we?
Yeah,
we just have a Saints Day.
We have loads of Saints Days.
I haven't put this into words.
Say, yeah.
But it arrived, you know when a thought arrives? Don't go off on that thought.
Like a copper nugget.
And it just went, it popped in.
It arrived like a copper nugget.
Like, yeah. It's like I don't need to explain it. It's already there.
Do you mean a coin? You've had a 1p idea, is what you've had there, Tom.
Well,
a copper nugget, oh my god.
Yeah, it's a real copper nugget of an idea.
Yeah.
Copper nugget for your thoughts?
I'm just off to spend a copper nugget, so I'll see you in a second, guys.
Oh, that's going to be painful.
Oh, it's worth it passing your gallstones.
Right in the copper nuggets. Instead of St. Patrick's Day, and so you just have a Saints Day, and we all go out and celebrate our saints on one day.
No.
If you're English, you get in the English garb.
You get the Welsh garb. This is.
No, and then it's just like, there's your Saints Day. Everyone have it.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Bish, bash, bosh. The streets and fight over your countries and your saints.
Like the good old days. You toss a pig's bladder into the mix. Whoever's left holding it wins.
This is why you shouldn't vote UKIP.
Or watch the Six Nations.
So welcome to the recording of a brand new series of Flatshare Slamdown.
Hot Ticket, Series 7.
Series...
We made it to 7, guys.
It's actually Series 6. It's Series 6, mate.
We nearly made it to 7.
We nearly made it to 7. These guys are listeners, so they know. You're not.
No, not you just, a fan of podcasts.
No, don't enjoy them.
Put some music in, guys. Radio 1 till I die.
So, folks, if you've not heard the show before, it is a flat-based panel show set in our living room. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew. The Tom and Ben are the tenants.
I've taken my belt off. That might help. If you want to feel like it's our flat, just...
You're going to put it around your neck later on.
And contemplate using it. Pop a button. Pop a top button.
Pop a copper nugget if you've got one.
Pop a copper nugget. Don't mind if I do. We'll have a bucket by the door at the end of the show. Pop a copper nugget in if you think we need it.
So, obviously, one of our favourite rounds is Beef Brothers. You filled in some Beef Brothers. Here are some that we like, but we're not going to use in the show, just to kind of give you an idea. I'm going to start with Steger. Yeah. Steger.
Your great name.
Where are you, Steger?
Steger, you got me on my knees. I was going to say, is your last name Saurus?
Oh. I'll tell you what it is for Steger. Is it wrong to shit in the kitchen sink when you're desperate as its toilets are full? Now, when you say the toilets are full, what do you mean?
Steger, did you do that?
No, I came up with another option.
Wait, no.
Oh, hold on. What's the better option?
In the sink. I ran down the road and shat in your pub's toilet.
Good man.
Yeah, that works. It would have been worse if you'd have run down the road and shat in the pub sink.
Look at it in my sink, it's disgusting.
I mean, the worst bit of that is, if anyone's been sick in a sink, you know that you have to do the little twisty...
Yeah.
I mean, no one...
I did it.
I shat in a shower once and had to do the very same thing. And on the subject of nuggets, it was... It was small and hard, like a little pellet, and I had to thumb it through the... And the problem...
What's the problem?
What are the cons to this? It's all pros, mate.
I'd gone in for a deep cleanse and applied too much pressure, and out it popped.
What, a deep... You were exfoliating your arsehole?
You've got a Pez machine for your front arsehole.
My arsehole is a Pez machine.
Shaped like Mickey Mouse. Twisted by the hemorrhoids of the years. My autobiography title, by the way, guys.
The years.
This is a good one. Rob Wally says, my flatmate who is here is using Tinder to meet women. I have a girlfriend through traditional means. Surely this isn't fair.
You're all...
And I think that's such a good point. It's true. Why is it not fair? Do you think there's like a better quality of lady on Tinder?
Because I've had to sort of do a bit of graph.
The old-fashioned way.
You've had to do a bit of graph and he's had to do this. That's all he's done.
Yeah. It's not that easy though, is it?
But you immediately get to go on a date with a girl that you would never previously have had access to without doing the risky first bit.
I don't like the phrase "had access to," Tom. We're getting into very dangerous territory. There are women in your area you can have access to. No,
I answered that advert.
I know. Yes. This one's incredible because I don't think we've had this before. Is Daisy here? Daisy, you're there, and is Simon here? Oh, right, you both have the same problem. I was hoping... But you don't know each other. Okay, so Simon's is quick. Sorry, that one first. My flatmate uses an entire loo roll every day. And then he writes afterwards, every day! 2 exclamation marks. Daisy takes a bit more time to get to the same point. But my flatmate uses a lot more toilet roll than I do. I mean, a lot more. She can get through a whole roll in a day. As my bedroom
Every day!
As my bedroom is next to the toilet, I can hear the roll spinning round as she unravels it.
Wow!
You see, Simon, where's the poetry? I find it most infuriating, and surely this means I shouldn't have to buy as much. I just shit at work like a normal person.
Yeah. Yes!
A lot of people punching the air there for the idea of...
You know, a lot of the time, we work at Matthew's house.
Yeah, you do, yeah. To leave the windows open most of the time. It's a good feeling, though, isn't it, how when you're thinking, I'm being paid for this shit.
I wish we felt like that.
Yeah, I know.
Steph says, this made me laugh so much, my boyfriend plays computer games so much, he accidentally asked for guns instead of eggs at the supermarket.
Brilliant.
I have a similar computer-based problem. I asked for Asian teens instead, which is very, very embarrassing.
Jeepers creepers.
You could have picked anything. Could have literally picked anything. Went for that.
I wonder why.
I've seen your history. Should we crack on with it? Should
let's
we crack away?
Let's bring our
guests. Oh, hang on. Clarky's got something.
Oh, no, it's all right.
No,
it's
go
all
on. Right. No, go
it's
on.
All right. No, go
on.
It's all right. Go on, do one of them.
It better be good now, though. Coralie, my housemate turns everything into an innuendo. The other day I went for a facial and he turned... Beautiful!
I'm sorry, mate.
So, yeah, it's your own
the
fault.
The fault lies with you there.
He turned that into an innuendo. Coralie, that's what I said about the Great Barrier Reef.
That's... Oh my God! We need a deep cleanse after that. After that copper nugget, right?
Okay, let's do this, team. This is going to be a blinder. We have got some absolute guests for you. How do you feel about that? We've invited them on. They said yes. They are definitely guests.
Yeah.
No, they're absolutely what
they
treats.
They showed up on the day.
They showed up on the fucking button, guys. And we're giving them pure copper nuggets for it. So.
Upwards of 8 copper nuggets are being paid for tonight.
No, oh my God, what treats we have in store for you. Please, please welcome our wonderful guests, Mr. Stuart Goldsmith and Ms. Lou Sanders!
Okay. No, good.
That's
Sarah,
the way
are you okay?
We do.
Did you wait? Who threw the glass? Was it you? This is the first time I've had to kick someone off the show before we started recording.
That glass just got pod smashed.
Yes.
Good luck ordering another one.
Yeah, can you just chuck another glass over for Lou there? That's.
I'll have a beaker.
Yeah, we can't have nice things if that's the way you're going to be.
It's plastic.
yes.
You cannot be trusted. Bloody hell, it really is St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? Hello, Stuart, how are you doing?
Hello, it's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me. I have not smashed anything.
Thank
there you.
There
you go, that's
nice,
something.
Nice, polite guest in Stuart Goldsmith there. Right, you all right?
What the fuck's going on over there?
He asked me if I've got a skill. No.
You've got a skill? What kind of a thing is that to ask your comedian guest?
Any talents?
This is why he regrets not having Tinder. This is how bad he is face to face.
Hello, have you got any skills? Skill?
Could I have access, please? Please let me access your skills.
Smash it.
Save it.
And you said you didn't have any skills.
Have you been recording this?
No, don't worry. This hasn't got bonus episode written all over it. Right, so the theme this week is recycling, you know, stuff like separating glass from, well...
From water,
exactly, yeah. So the theme this week is recycling, so we would do a sketch where I'd be like, Tom, Ben, get down here.
What is it, Matthew?
You've got to do the recycling, guys.
Oh, but I'm recycling Ben's hair. And I'm recycling Tom's. Oh, no, he doesn't have any.
Okay. Me and Ben don't normally write the opening sketch. Yeah. You can probably tell.
Well, one of you two has got to do the recycling.
Well, it's not going to be me. I've got knees.
And it's not going to be me. Tom's got knees.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flash and slam down.
We're in a flat.
Flash and slam down.
Are we sharing with our mate?
Flash and slam
down. Someone's going to slow it down.
Flash and slam down.
So, there we go. That was some chat from an old episode. I'm going to level with you. I've not heard any of these things, so I mean, I assume it was gold. It usually is with the three of us, those three lovable Pappy's boys, those aging heroes. But I don't know what you've listened to.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But feel free to drop me a text if you have my number. If not, Facebook's a great way to get in contact with me. Okay, so we're going to give you a little bit more. And this time it's from an episode with Danny Wallace and Felicity Ward, episode 2 from February last year. We were chatting about a leaky roof within the episode. Why not go back and re-listen to the episode as well? Why not? Once again, sit back, relax, pour yourself a drink. Tell you what, pour yourself a drink first, unless your chair is situated in such a place that you are close enough to your drinks cabinet and or taps. Pour yourself a drink, sit back, relax in your easy chair, and just get ready to have a jolly nice time. And, of course, do be kind to everyone, regardless of their creed.
So welcome to the show. This is a Flatshare Slam Down. Give us a cheer if you've heard the podcast before. Yeah! Sounds like most. Give us a cheer if you've not heard the podcast before.
Yeah! Get the fuck out!
What? No, fuck!
This isn't for you!
The door on podcasting has closed.
Fuck you, Serial.
Yeah, once Serial came out, that was it.
We were there first, you bastards, and he did it. And I got the proof.
What a boring end. You got a big end, don't you, where like the detective did it? Or the detective's fucking
what,
the
you
dude.
Think, you really wanted...
True life peters out.
You wanted
it?
Sarah Koenig to have murdered...
Yeah! I've been nailing Adnan.
Hey,
yeah.
She fancies it, but that's a separate
It's not
issue.
24, is it? That's what I'll say about Serial.
Oh, my gosh.
It's no 24.
Talking about an up-to-date reference. Yeah, it's no 24.
They're still making 24?
It's called Homeland now.
Weird. Weird. Well, if you've not listened before, you're going to have a great time, yeah. I reckon.
Oh, come on, Tom. Back yourself.
We'll poll you at the end, but I'm big on polls at the moment. It's all about democracy and
by
election.
By poll you at the end, he means chat to you and ask your opinion, not...
Oh, no.
If you didn't enjoy it, you'll get a polling of your life, mate.
Don't make it threatening.
I'll
you're
going to
get
down.
The polling of your life. Sounds like an advert.
So we've got an advert.
Okay. What for? Polls.
Ah, big D. Okay, so let's whip crack away. We're losing them. I tell you what. Right?
Wait, no.
I don't mind telling you.
Is this going to lose them even further?
No.
Important that you don't do that.
20 years? 20 years I've used Lynx Africa. Right? Oh. And it has stood me.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
It has stood me. Be in great stead, right? I'm a what, great.
What part of your life do you think has been improved by the fact that you wear Lynx Africa?
I've had great brand loyalty. I can't think of anything else I've had or used for 20 years.
Hello.
From my body. This Christmas, my brother's got a job with Nivea. For the first time, I've chosen family ties over brand loyalty. He bought me a Nivea like gift bag and said, like, You won't look back. This is real antiperspirant. It's not deodorant. I tell you, my pits have never been sweatier. For 20 years, Africa kept them as dry as a desert. Aptly so. The Sahara.
Why are they not using you in the advert?
It's in Africa.
Yeah. You're the real face. You're the real face of
Africa. This is the real face of Africa.
It's not.
I got a lot of comments. You smell nice. What are you wearing? And I was always honest.
Oh,
Africa. I swear to God.
No.
Tell me, what are you wearing?
If someone says, you smell nice, that basically means, I can smell And they've acknowledged that fact. Yeah. They're like, well, I'm going to have to... If someone says, like, oh, I like your top, that means
Yeah, that's very
that's
true.
Oh, that's a nice jumper. I am burning this jumper. Yeah. I am never wearing this fucking thing again.
Yeah, I always get, that's a nice face. And there's nothing I can do. Nothing I can do.
Burn it, mate.
Burn the face off.
Burn it. Burn his face. Burn his face.
So
very aggressive tonight, Clarkie.
It's your Game of Thrones beard.
It's bringing out the Lannister
still
in
waiting
you.
For the casting, guys.
It's bringing out the Lannister in you.
So,
what throne would you be? You'd be a Lannister, would you?
No.
What would you be?
I'd be
Hufflepuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
We've got, so we'll read out a couple of Beef Brothers before we bring on our guests. A couple of Beef Brothers that we're not going to be doing this time around.
Andy says, I live with my parents. It's Andy Murray, everyone. I live with my parents. And my dad puts butter on literally all of his food.
Sorry,
so much, Andy, is it? So much butter. Not sure why it bothers me, but it really does. Too much butter. Andy, where are you really from?
London.
London, butter. Sorry, mate, butter. It's literally smears it on everything I can. Sorry, Andy.
You live in London. Tom, you live in London. You know what people from London sound like?
Yeah, sure I do, mate. Keep your dandere on.
Keep your head down. Very strong.
Good word, butter.
He's really travelled, hasn't
Andy,
he?
Andy, that's not a problem. Butter's come full circle. It's healthy again. Butter and lard in.
Yeah. Yeah. Spread them on your armpits. You'll never have to use Lynx Africa.
Great brand loyalty to butter. Embrace it. It's good for you. It's better than Marge. Apparently. You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah, you heard it from a fat bald guy with rotten teeth. Anyway. If you want to be a picture of health, listen to Pappies.
If I was in Glenfarne, I'd be at Castle Black, wouldn't I? I'd be the fat guy who dies first in most episodes. There's always a fat guy by a fire who goes, oh, cold tonight. Hawks!
Hawks!
Oh my God.
I don't want to watch it, mate.
Have you seen any programme ever?
24.
Cold tonight. Jack Bauer!
Clarky, do you have one you want
to? I do. Rachel. My housemate is frightened of the Hoover. I presume you live with a dog.
Or is it a Henry? Because they're quite scary. They look at you,
don't they? Smiley.
No, they look at you, though. They've got like a Greg Wallace smile. Not a nice smile. Like a serial killer smile. When did Greg Wallace forget how to use his face? I swear he used to be normal, and now he isn't. It's like he's... Something's happened to him. Like, if you find it, if someone told me Wallace got killed 3 years ago and the BBC replaced him with some kind of cybernet guy. Robot.
Cybernet?
No, a robot. A cybernet guy. It's like someone's operating him. Like, it's like he's forgotten how to do things.
It's like you've forgotten how to end a sentence, mate.
Weirdly, watch him, it's really weird. It's
weirdly,
really weird.
Tom, you actually look like a cross between Greg Wallace and Henry Hoover, so...
Name, Al. Sorry, can I just read this? I have this problem.
Of course you can, mate.
I love this. This is a genuine mystery that I have as well.
Well, it's not a mystery, because I know... Well, let's read it.
Every now and then, I find long hairs under my foreskin. I'm bald.
Right, in your case, it's not a mystery. They're Clarkies. Did someone do a Basil the Brush boom boom there? Oh my God.
Where do they come from though? Where do they go?
They come from your girlfriend's.
Can we not talk about this?
They'll be your girlfriend's hairs, right? And they will be like in the
chance would be a fine bloody thing. That she'd let me wrap my dick in her hair.
No, that's not what.
Right, guys? Is that a thing? Some guys go
been a long time since you've had
to work like normal people.
Yeah, exactly. Long time since you've had a hair
Some
job.
People are into that, aren't they?
I think just having anything wrapped around your dick's pretty nice. Anyway, moving on.
Bacon.
As a veggie, you can't wrap. Is that what you do?
It's the ultimate sin.
Oh my God.
I pretend I'm a pig in a blanket. And
you don't tell anyone you're Jewish either, do you?
That's the worst.
Get your laughing gears round this, Ed Miliband. bit of satire, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
Horrid images. It's not like this all the way through, guys. Sorry. It started very bawdy.
Don't worry, I'm here. My girlfriend sings in her sleep. One night, she sat up and sang, "Hey, little chick chick. Hey, little chick chick chicken. Lay a little egg for me." Also, she talks in her sleep, shouting, "No, Chris, I don't want any fucking coffee." Then she goes back to sleep. To be fair, you don't want coffee when you're sleeping. It'll wake you up.
Speaks a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Was that written by Chris?
Yes.
Oh, that's a relief.
You're the only man giving the coffee, am I right? Give a wrap, your dick around. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Some coffee.
You know what? What would it? Do you think it'd be nice to just pour in just enough water into a Nescafe jar and then have sex with it?
No.
Okay, but just thinking, I've got a day off tomorrow. Anyway, listen, let's introduce. I'm so sorry I've taken it down this route. It's been on my
own.
What
Marmite's there for,
mate? Marmite's there for. No, too gloopy.
This is terrible, isn't it?
It's bad. Bad news. Right, let's meet our guests. Let's hope they can bring... I mean, they won't.
Yes. Our new podcast, What Would You Stick Your Dick Into?
Grim.
Grim.
I think a more interesting one would be, what wouldn't you stick your dick into?
Yeah. Good, true. Okay, so...
Ain't found nothing yet. End of podcast.
Sound of bear trap. Our guests out. We've got some cracking guests.
Of course,
this week.
We have.
What a delight!
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring them out. They're soon to. Let's do it properly. They're great friends of ours. They're soon to be good friends of yours. Because no matter how much you like them, you won't be as well acquainted with them as we are. Because we already know them. But enjoy them from afar, guys. It's the closest you're gonna get to them, normals.
No touching.
Please welcome our friends, not yours, Mr. Dally Wallace and Miss Felicity Ward! Yes! What a treat!
What a joy. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Indeed.
Have you rehearsed this before you came on?
Yes, we have, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
This is the first time we've got an auto cue. It's really effective.
Right, so we're gonna crack on with the show. I think we're gonna get started.
Any questions before we start?
No, that's not a thing.
Okay, it's a podcast. It's like a radio show for the internet.
No, I don't think that was the question they were gonna ask.
I anticipated it. And remember, guys, it's an audio podcast. You can't hear a smile.
Even Greg Wallace's smile.
Yeah, you can.
This is absolutely magical.
Boy, oh boy, were we ever so young. That's all for this very special episode made up of odds and sods, make, do and mend, reuse and recycle. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, then put a review on iTunes. We never really asked for that for Flatshare Stand Down, but we should. Give us a review. You know, if you didn't think this episode was 5 stars, just think back to one that you did think was 5 stars and review that one. 5 stars. Brilliant. We also have another podcast, which is called Pappy's Bangers and Mash. That's also available through the British Comedy Guide and through iTunes and through wherever you get your podcast from. What else can I tell you? We're doing some nights at the Soho Theatre in London. If you live near London or if you'd like to travel down, do come and see us. We invite our friends in comedy to come and perform with us. We have a live band. We sing songs. We do sketches. We have a general muck around. It's great fun. And it's 9:15 on a Monday night. So the next two shows we've got are February 27th. And we have Lolly Adafope, and March 27th, and we have Matt Ford. So do come along to those. They're a lot of fun. If you want to find out more information about us, you can follow us on Twitter at Pappy's Tweet, or you can follow us on Facebook. And if you'd like to meet us in person, you know, take a chance. Come down to Crystal Palace. We're often in the cafe. Feel free to come up and say hello. We're actually very, very approachable. We've got a lot of time on our hands, and we'd love to be bought a free cup of tea. If you do see producer Ben, do not approach him. Bear in mind his vision is based on movement. We're going to be back with another one of these special episodes next month on the 1st. But until then, have a wonderful time. Take care of yourself and each other. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Flat share slam down.
We're in a flat.
Flat share slam down.
And we share it with our mate.
Flat share slam
down. Someone's gonna slow it down.
Flat share slam down.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.